Aleph by the first set of two dots after the Mishnah. Shein shel beis ha-melech, al pi shein shel beis ha-melech. Okay. Some more says, Hechi Nodar. The Mishnah says that this muchis comes and wants to collect it. And you person says that their truma, their beis ha-melech, even though they're not beis ha-melech. So what's he going to say? What's that the language? So he makes a neder that there shall be some melech. That doesn't work. Amar Amram Amar Rav Barmer Yosu Peres Ha'olam Alahai Im Einam Shall Be Some Melech. Mor says no. Kimad Amar Yosu. It's really called Perida Alma. So that really should be a valid, even though he's only doing it because of the onus that he doesn't want to give this item away. But the truth is, these are not Beis HaMelech. They don't belong to Beis HaMelech. And the Tanai is fulfilled. The Neder should be Chal. The fact that he's only doing it because he wants to save his Nechasim. So he's saying, I don't want to do this. So that's going to be the opposite. That's like, you know, your person is making a neder and saying, I don't want to do it, but he said it. That's the Dvarim Shebalev. So the Mor says, Boimer Hayyim. So he says that Yosef Kopesh Olam Paris of the Olam Alai Hayom, if they're not Shabbos HaMelech, so he can't get any Paris for the day. The Mor says the Mechus is not convinced.
But why would, I mean, I understand that answer, but I'm not understanding, you know, why that is, that's a, makes any difference in terms of,
well,
you still have the same problem that it, I mean, Dvarim Shebalev.
We'll see. So Mor says the case was, but the Mor says that he said it. So the Marcus is not going to accept it. The Mor says, but I believe by how you are, stop. So then what, if that's true, and we're saying that even the Dvarim Shebalev and the Dvarim, not in this scenario. So what's the problem with the original language then? Why do you need Hayyim? So we're going to differentiate between a case where the words, the Dvarim Shebalev, are explaining, and the Dvarim Shebalev are contradicting. That's what Ron's going to do.
So how about forced?
He's forced. I mean, he's not forced.
Coerced?
He's going to lose all of his property. This guy's going to take away a tremendous amount of his property. Is he forced? He took it away. It's not going to kill him. The problem is he doesn't want to lose his property. So in that sense, it's annoying because he has this need. So the fellow says, "Listen, the merchus, you know, like gzela is gzela, but you know, yeradeh is yeradeh. If it's true, I won't touch it." Oh, Shuma, you thought, yeah, it's Shuma. I should believe you, it's Shuma. I'll make a netter that it's Shuma. What's the netter? If it's not Shuma, all the parents of the world are also with me. Right? He doesn't mean it, but that's what he said. So the Lord shall have made him the war. He's thinking, while he's saying it, there'll be us in the world for me, Hayyad. Lord said, that's going to work. So let's see what's different. Why is it different? Okay. Hechi Noder. So Zogt the Ran, about halfway down the page. Lishna the Basis at Kashale. The more I'm going to ask the question, Hechinot, the more we're coming from the Mishnah, The kamer noydrin shein truma. You make a netter that the truma. Beheki shayach nidra behailishna. That doesn't. There's no netter. Kamer ida omer. So the verse says, so what could it be? The omer yosef heres oilam alai oilam. That's what he says. Ain the worm shabalev mavatli masha hut to be viv. Even though there's an onus over here, there's some pressure over here why he's doing it. But the worm shabalei would then not be mavat to what you said. So that can't be the case. Without making any tonight. He didn't say lo'olam forever. He just stumbled the oilam mashma, even though. So the Morris Terrence saying, if he would have said the oilam, so that doesn't help me. But he's thinking otherwise. But he said, Yasu repairs the oilam alai. He didn't say forever, he didn't say hayom. But the normal assumption when you say that, you don't qualify, you mean forever. Even though minastam we assume it means loyalam. But if a person would come and say, you know what I meant, just for today, so we'd say, well, you should have said so. But not that we're saying that this that couldn't be what it means, and it's not the. He should be Naman. I'm telling you this is what I meant. I meant Hayyam. The Morris said, well, why didn't you say so? The fact that you didn't say so, and since the average understanding of that is Loyalam, we assume you meant Loyalam. But if I can give you a good reason why I didn't say so, so then we believe you to explain what you meant. And obviously, you were saying that that's what you were thinking as you said it. So, when do we believe that? We say minastam. You should have qualified. In the case of an earnest, you don't have an option of qualifying. So then we believe you that that's what you meant. He does some loyel mashma. Honey lehechad the leka einsa mishum the tvei mashma loyel mi mehayoyim. It means more loyel than mi mehayoyim. So therefore, if you meant otherwise, you should have qualified. Of hechad the ika unsa hakoytz mafarsh the diburay. So the earnest itself lends credence to that's what you meant. The Yom Kamer. Kiman Shalomar Befeirish Behapa. He didn't say the word La'olam. He just said they should be also. Okay. Zatiran Umiyu Nihi Dehocha Amaskin and the Balav Oinsa La'olam Mashma. What we see means if there be no oinus, even in that scenario, we didn't say La'olam, he means La'olam. Kiman the Stomach Kamer. So that means even though he'll tell us afterwards that he was thinking hayoyim at the time, we say, I'm sorry, that doesn't help. Thinking it is not enough. Philhaki, the following is still true. Mishagamar beliba lodur mipas chitim. So he's asking himself pas chitim only and not pasarim. What he pass stam? But he said, "Pass is usher in me." So he's asking, "All pass, even passer?" No, we don't say that. Lord, we're keeping the stomach kamar. Well, like I'm so. Therefore, you hate she also b'chol pass. And he comes afterwards and says, I want to explain to you. I meant paskitim. I didn't mean pasar. So that's right. He's nemo to say that. So why is he not nemo to say that over here? Why do you? He's saying that I mean. I didn't mean lo. I meant for yoy. I was thinking about yoy at the time. That's what I meant. So say what you're allowed to explain it afterwards to qualify your deeper. You should be able to do so over here. That's what I'm saying. So over there you could, over here you can't. Why? The hach anu time mibnei niskaven loymer loshen shemash musa loylam. But the point is that We're saying that Badafka, your lashon means le'olam. That's what you're trying. That's how you're supposed to convince the Marcus.
I don't understand this part.
So that's what that phrase means. So he meant to say paskitim. After he said the word pas, he sort of tripped up. He forgot to say the other part, whatever. If you're not asking him at all pass, you're imposing upon him more than what he intended to put into his netter. So Ron's saying that really even if we have a rule of the divorce, that's when it's coming to contradict what you said. It's coming to explain what you said.
Except in,
we'll say Doron Shalai is the worm. It works. And A, B, are you believe that that's what you meant? You have nemonis to say that's what you meant. So we have two issues. A, even if that's what you meant, who cares? It's not what you said. No. Doron Shalai to be mefarish is acceptable. And if you tell you that's what you meant, we believe you. And you believe this, that's what you meant. When it comes to any moment, this would be more complicated because there it's not a question of just the monas of a surim. You're impacting somebody else's financially, so that's a different story. But that being said, that's a question of how do we prove it. But in regards to that it works language wise. That's called that's not a problem of deeper or lack thereof. To clarify what you meant, to qualify what you meant. If a person would think he's thinking he means to say X, he comes up with a language which is not contradicting that, but just it's lacking the qualification, being qualified. So we said that you have a right to add this limitation later on. If you're coming to say you meant something else totally, so that's what I'm sure in the worm. So why did you say what you said? That we can't do. So we differentiate in the worm in the worm between astira and a pirish. Then he said, but over here our Gemara is creating a middle ground where the stam pirish is one way and you're being a farish the other way, which is against the stam. So that we need an onus to allow that to go through. Also, did I answer your question?
Because the onus itself is testimony to it, basically.
Correct. But without the onus,
there's so many ways that we're giving him to get out from what he said.
I don't know whether we're giving it to him. We're just saying that these are the halachas.
I meant this, I meant that.
Okay. I think it's a little, well, you know, I mean, there's two. He can't get out of it. It's not true. It's not true. You know, if it's true, it's true. You know, that's fine. He can't make it up afterwards. I mean, he could. We'll believe him, but it's not truly the situation. The netter really would then be effective. And he'd be also in the parents if he wasn't thinking that. Okay. So now Beshame said in the Mishnah, so we had three issues. We had three issues in the Mishnah. The first issue was Netter versus Shua. The second issue was can he offer the netter? Beshame says that he can't offer it. The Mishnah says he could. And then that he can't change if the Anos, the Moichus says, if you would swear this, or if you make a letter on this, I would accept it. Well, he says, I'll do that. Mishnah says, you can't do that. So the more, Mishnah, remember, Mashu Madirai, Sotmim af b'shena madira. Okay, so what's that case? So the, right now the more just quoting the Mishnah. Omer like kodem ishti nehenesli says, I want you to say, if it's true that these papers are truma, I want you to say that ishti is nehenesli. And he says, Omer kodem ishti obonai nehenesli. And he says, you know what, I'll take you a step further. I'll say, even my children are also also in me. That they can't be nehena for me. Now, an arm, Mrs. Lushen is that we can make this netter, but so it's not offering it. It's because Beishama holds you can't offer it. But if the Anus suggested that Beishama, so it says even though you can't. Beisham is saying that Chutzu Beshua, now that the Anos suggested it, you can only do a netter, you can't do a Shua. But the Bryce's Lashon is Lo Yiftach Lo Beshua. Sounds like the only problem is to offer him a Shua, but to offer him a netter, you could. So that's one problem. Second of all, the Brisa says he can't offer a shua. Sounds like if the Anna suggested it, he could accept the suggestion. He can't offer it, but if the Anna suggested he could make the shua. You can't do the netter at all. So more is like this. That you're right. In Beishamai, not only you can't offer a shua, you can't make a shua, even if the Anna suggested. And you can't offer anything. But the reason why the Brisa discussed the case of Lo Yiftach Lo Yeshua, because once the Beisila says Yiftach Lo Yeshua, so not only can according to Beisila can you make a shua, you can even offer a shua. The Mishnah is talking about the Bidi Eved. You didn't offer anything, and the Anna requested it. Even so, you can't make a shua.
It's interesting that Mishnah is teaching you Kalach of Beishamai. I mean, I would have thought that the Mishnah would be more focused on teaching you Kalach of Beisil because that's where the Halacha is like.
I hear an interesting point. Rav Ashi Amar, so that's the style of Gemara's there. Rav Ashi Amar, I'm going to answer the price of like this. Hakikatani Beishami Armim Ein Sheila Beshua. Beisil Armim Yesh Sheila Beshua. So this Braisa is not discussing a case of an Anos. It's not going in our Mishnah Bechlal. The question over here of the word Yiftach is not referring to offering the Anos Beshua. It's talking about being Perseach for a Pesach for the being Matar and Netter. So Beishama says you can't be Matar Shua. Beisil says you could be Matar Shua. It's not discussing our the case of our Mishnah at all. Okay. Zogt Ran Tana Masnisen Beneder Lodiha Kirch of the Beshamek. They feel a Beneder Lodiha, they can't even offer a Neder. Tony Bryce is the Beshur, the Hadiha Kirch of the Beshil, they feel the Beshur Yifta, he can even offer a Shur. Rashi Marhavak Yomer Beshamar Eng Shayla Beshur. Lobasuk Behak Bryce Benishba Laharag and Klaat, not going back in our Mishnah at all, or talking about a case like our Mishnah at all. Elihachakomer. Mishanishba al Dover, he made a shua, lo yiftach lo yichachim lahatu lo yishuasa. Shane Shayla b'shua. We're not going to offer you any type of Pesach to imata your shua, because we're not imata shuas. It's lo amim yeh Shayla, we are imata shuas. Mishnah is now moving away from our discussion of different types of dorm, which are botel. But the Mishnah is giving a case where you don't apply the Sora of Nidrei Shkagas, etc. Hainatius Elo Korban im Enon Nixotus. So the situation would be that he sees that there's he has saplings that he planted, there is, the Rosh says, an example would be, let's say there's a major tornado or something like that. So he says, you know what? It's going to rip up all those things anyway. If they survive the tornado, I'm going to make them into korban, make them usher, give them to Hekdesh. Or tell the Zukurban he made any surface. There's a fire which broke out, and I said, you know, if this talus survives the thing, I'll give it to Hekdesh. So he says, you know what, I only did it because of the I thought they're not going to make it, so I want to ask her, I'm sorry you said it. The fact that you're under duress, you believe that it's not going to survive, you say, you know what, if it survives, let it be a korban. I didn't really think it's so. Anyway, so what's the difference? That's more Shabbalay. So it's not the Jewish Kogas. You're making it because you believe the mistake and the netter is tal. That's it. Is that the Mishnah? Yesh lehen pidyon. So it's chal, but you can be pidyon. Now the Gemara is going to grapple with. So tell me that it's hektish before you tell me that it's pigeon or not. Tell me that it's hektish. So the Gemara is going to explain. That, let's see the next case that we're contrasting with the following case. The rain is elu korban adchi iktsu talus of korban adchi tisorif. So then ein lehem pigeon. So he's putting in effect multiple kedushas. This should be, this talus should be korban until the X happens. So then he's pointed it. Okay, but he said that it should be a korban until then. So it's chal a second time. Because he's like, if by saying that, he's saying, I am now presenting a rotzen, not being matter the netter, I'm just being parted from hektish. But I also said that I want this to remain hektish forever, or till whatever.
If it happens.
No, not if. He didn't say, he said, until. So until that happens, you made it hektish. So you're pointed. Then you made, well, your deeper is makdish it again, because until it happened, it's hektish. So it'll become hektish multiple times.
It happens till it happens. You're giving it until it happens. It's korban till it happens. But if it doesn't happen, if it does happen, it happens.
So basically what you did is, listen, if it's niksatz, so it ended. Right? But if it's not niksatz, so if it survives, so it wasn't niksatz. Till it's niksatz, it's going to be a korban.
But until then, it is a korban. That's it.
Right.
Either way, until then, it's a korban.
Either way.
Whether it happens or it doesn't, either way, it's a korban beforehand. That's the second thing here. There's
correct. Right. He's not even saying if, he's saying until. The reason why the Mishnah says Loshen Rein, the Mishnah says Ein Lev, so A, it's hektish. B, the Chiddush over here is that it becomes hektish multiple times. Which means that the pidyon becomes ridiculous. You fight it, but soon you're fight it, it becomes hektish again. So the Ram, Harei Hatilus Eilu Korban, yes, the pidyon. Korban, the Kedusha Kolo Aleim, Atas Tichlis Pidyon. So it's hektish is chal, and it's going to need pidyon to make it not hektish. Why not? Obviously, it should be chal. Why? Just tell me it's hektish, but tell me it has pidyon. The pidyon is, it's a prat and it is hektish. Tell me it's hektish. Like, why are you saying like that? And that pidyon. Remember, Farish Ikim Mandomer, the Chiktoni Korban, Keshikdishon, the Dmei Korban. We're talking about Yerming Matish, not as a Korban itself, but as a Dmei Korban. Rahail the Omer Yeshna Pidyon. So it's Mamash Hektish, so there's then a Pidyon. We can refer to Kainim, who referring to not to Karbonis but to Konomis. So what's Pinyon to do with anything? So according to this version of the Mishnah, that the case of Mishnah is not referring to a case of being Makdash an item, rather a case of being oyster an item on the world like a korban. So where does Pinya come in? So I think I mentioned this to you when we started learning, that when we say that your mouth is an editor in a korban, it's not just words, it gets Kedushas Korban. To the point that there's a din of pidyon. So you have a way to remove the iser of the neder by being pited. Remeir he the ksaber, the mesizin, yeshtaber the mesizin, remeir he the ksaber, the kolhechel shahu kadim kloli, shenester alako, kehekdish, yeshloi pidyon. That it, for this idea of pinyon to work, it has to be that it's not a neder which is for one individual, because that's not like hektish. But if you would make it also in the whole world, in that way it basically approximates the din of hektish. So then Remeir holds the din of pidyon. Like we have in the next case, the next parak. Kadam kikrizu v'ochlo ben hu ben chaber moa. So if he makes a kicker, which is also to everybody, so there's dinner me'ila. If he eats it, there's dinner me'ila, so it's like hektish. Even though he wasn't maktish, only asked it as a korban, like a korban. But if it's like a korban, there's dinner me'ila, there's dinner pidyon. But if he says, kicker zu alai hektish, but it's only Oster for him, so only he is possible to the concept of Me'ila, but there's no Din Pidyon because it's not Oster in the whole world. Okay. The next set of Gemara over here gets a little more. We'll have to work out the runs. Not from the easiest Gemaras. So the more ballistic Kedoshis, the vain Kedoshis. So why are we discussing opinion? We should discuss whether it's Kedosh or not. That's the main point. Everybody brings whatever reality is. Mora says, I need to boil the misni sefer, ain't lamb pigeon. And the safer the chiddush is that the pinion doesn't work because the netter makes it be richal. So therefore, in the ratio where there's no chiddush, yesh dan pinion. So okay, but or the hektish and the safer. The pinion won't work to take off the hektish or the kodem because it's rechal afterwards. But in the reisha where it is chal, it's a regular korban or it's a regular kodem mayor. There's an opinion. It's like, what's the chiddush of that? You're right. The chiddush is not in the reisha. The chiddush is in the seifa. So in reisha, yes, an opinion.
Well, it's a regular korban or a regular kodem according to Rabbi Meir.
That's your answer.
Right. That's what he says. It's either we're learning Mishnah talking about regular korban, so the regular korban is an opinion, or talking about regular kodem, which is also in the whole world. And he's making a chal now. I mean, not talking about making it rechal and rechal and chal. So Rameer holds the court, by kanamis, there's an opinion. So, but the point of the Mishnah is that it's chal. Not so the Mishnah says you're right. The chiddush isn't the same.
He makes it usher to the whole world.
Yeah. Moshe says, "Hechi noda." What was exactly the language that he used over here? So the Ran says that the question is simply the case of Nixotzes. So Nixotzes means it's cut down. Everything's going to be cut down eventually. The question is how long of a time span, but you didn't say that. You just said im nitzotzitz. So what are you saying? Im. Mor says Amar Meimer, but Amar im en nitzotzitz hayom. Var vayom lo nitzitzu. So he made it tonight. If it doesn't get cut down today, it'll become hektish. And that's what happened. It didn't get cut down. So Mor says im kain lama le the Meimer. What exactly is the chiddush over here? Pshita. So Moshe Lotzicha can go into Ika Zika Nefisha. There's a big wind. Okay. Moshe says that. So that's what we said, that he's thinking it's not going to survive. He says, you know what, fine, Zolzayin Hazeh, if it does survive, it's going to be a miracle, let it be hektish. And the mice had survived, and he says, look, I didn't mean that. I meant, you know, it's an extraordinary scenario that the Mishnah is saying, that thought process is not accepted. It's Ramesh Balev, and it's hektish. Where's the book? Tali Lagabi Talis. Talis the Sefer Kaima. So where it says, in regard to the Ika, the same scenario, the case that the Talos was that there was a fire. He's believing that it's not going to be saved. Therefore, we could argue that he's only making a letter because he believes that it could be saved. Then he says, fine, so let it be hektish. And therefore, when it's saved, he says, I never meant that. That's not an option. We can't. You don't have an option to say that.
Right.
The Mishnah is saying, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, we could have thought to say, we, halacha, so could have thought to say, that the Masik, that the person is thinking, the law in the Snatan, it's not going to be saved, so he's only being, and that's why he's only offering it is this netter or this to hektish or making it us, or either way you learn, because he believes it's not going to be saved. So he's saying, you know what, it's not going to be saved anyway. It's saved, let me hektish. That's what he's thinking. So he never really meant to make it hektish, and therefore it's not hektish. Kamashul, that it is hektish, and that thought process is not relevant. Yeah. Let's.
It's like Nidra Shkagos?
That's the Havamina. That's the Havamina Kamash alone. That's not true. And it's a real bona fide better, and that's it. End of conversation. Or hectic. Okay. Let's see. Let's please start the round over here. The round of the Gemara, Lissi Kedoshis, Hakako Ikar Agirsa. So that's like the appropriate Agirsa. Baki Kedusha, Vada Ikar Kedusha, the Tana, Larmer, Abisha Tala Kedusha, but tonight Zeshel, Nikita Kedusha Kalei. The main point here is that it's Chal. Like the more is going to explain why, what the Kiddush is. Vitzel Yashminin Haki, Kirfar Shakamon. And the more explains why, but I have a Havamina that's not Chal, it is Chal. So the main point is that it's Chal, not that there's Pidyon. So then, fine, listen to Kedoshis. You can't listen to Kedoshis. It's not to run. Okay, so that's pshat. That's the Morris Kash. The Kash on. I have a question on that pshat. Tenach lemaidim or fashinim b'mestizim the korban the ketani kishehikdish n'tiyus to make korban askin. If you learn the pshat, you bring makdish it for kabbonis for to make korban because you can't bring it as a korban itself, but for to make korban, I get it. V'kiim and shekain kol kedusha the tana less ella lashmina the kedusha kol aleit. So once it's if you talk about bona fide hektish, yes, bona fide hektish has pidyon. So that's irrelevant. The main point is hektish or not. The whole kedusha is lashmina the kedusha kol aleit and the vali the milsa the pshita kiim the kedusha sheis and pidyon shemachki park shaper listi kedushas. So, but the Ron says, but if you're learning, the pshat is that we're going like your mayor, talking about a kainim, which that's a machloikis, and that's a poshut. It is kedai for the time of time. You know what? There's a dead opinion by Nadorim. So what's the worst question? You're right. The main point of the mission is that it's chal, fine. But and you don't say these arguments. But the Tana decided to write it in this way to tell me another Kiddush, another halacha besides that there's an opinion by Kanavis. That's what was bothering me with the question. So Ron's going to give an answer, but let's hold it here.